joined by former NFL player Malcolm Mitchell, played for the Patriots, a Super Bowl champion as well, and he's also an author and an advocate for literacy. I guess what brought your passion to sort of follow that, following your football, you know, career as well, to sort of champion, you know, literacy?
Well, I grew up in an under-resourced community. Some would consider it a book desert or poverty pocket. So I have this firsthand understanding of the consequences of poverty, but a lack of resources as well. And one of those resources was a lack of books. And I think today what children are facing is a lack of access to the internet. There is a digital divide that is causing the homework gap to spread further. And as a kid from that community, it's a very important for me to take the lessons that I've learned through being exposed and reaching back and sharing those. And one of those things today is the affordable internet offerings that Cox is providing for families to ensure that their children and families can be on that equal playing field to maximize their potential.
Well, let's talk about this Connect to Compete program. How does it actually work?
Connect to Compete is for families in K through 12th grade. If you have children who are in those grade levels and you're eligible and you meet those qualifications, well, Cox will definitely give you low internet access. Now, low cost internet access. And don't confuse low cost with poor quality, because that's not the case. Year after year, Cox continues to amplify their efforts to make sure that families have great, great quality internet services at a low cost. You can find out if you're eligible for these resources at cox.com/digital equity. That's cox.com/digital equity. I encourage you to check it out. I know my family would have loved to have these opportunities, and I think we would have benefited greatly from them.
Yeah, a lot of this came to light with the pandemic, where there was kids that were now forced to stay at home, and there was sort of that way to be connecting through schools. And you find out there's more rural areas across the United States than you had thought. You think with everybody having a phone that everybody is connected, but that's really not the case. Sure.
That's not true at all. I mean, I'm not old, but when I was a kid, the internet was a luxury. It wasn't a necessity, but today that is definitely the case. The internet is a necessity for academic advancement. A lot of homework assignments are administered through these online portals. So for children who live in these rural areas with no internet connection, when they go home, they don't possess the resources they need to complete the assignment so they can learn and grow at the same level as the kids who do have these resources. And that's where Cox comes into play. They're saying, hey, we understand, we identify, we'd love to help. So they created some awesome low-cost internet offerings for families to take advantage of.
Yeah, you never know how well you can blossom without having the tools. And if you don't have those tools, you know, things can happen and other things can occupy your mind, or you can go down a different path, as it were. We're talking this morning with former NFL player Malcolm Mitchell, who loves to read. You also became an author. What inspired you to think, I have the strength to go ahead and put a book together?
Well, I did not think that. I'll be honest there. I thought the opposite. I said, who am I to think I could pull this off? But I was encouraged because of my journey through literacy. I saw reading as this empowering tool to help transform lives, much as I think about the internet today. So I started writing picture books because I wanted to encourage children to read. Not me necessarily thinking I was a good or bad author, I just wanted to help, as Cox is doing the same thing. So I think it's the combination of both, of this literate brain and this understanding and access to the digital environment, that creates this beautiful blossoming of exposure for families. Kids in certain environments are not restricted to the things they see daily because they have these other resources that can expose them to new possibilities that they may not see in their day-to-day activity. I think that is why I committed to advocating for literacy, that's why this partnership with Cox means so much to me, because I believe we're empowering families to live the life that they want to live.
Yeah. And as far as being an author, a lot of times they say write about what you know, right? And so you kind of shared your experience.
Yeah.
You kind of shared your experience, which is, you know, peeling back the onion, so to speak, which is making yourself vulnerable in a sense to be able to do that. But I assume also as well, you kind of, at least when you're talking to kids, you kind of let them know a little bit about your football past as well. And my question to you, though, is what was it like catching a pass from Tom Brady, being one of those fortunate folks to have that in their life?
It's hard to describe, because Tom had been playing since I've been in middle school. So you go your whole life as a football fan hearing the name, and then, you know, after that first encounter, you become teammates. And you start to care about him as a person, and he begins to care about you as a person, and you hope for success in each of our lives. But I'll tell you this about Tom. Tom was always striving to be his best. And he always challenged his players to do the same thing. And I think that's what we're trying to accomplish with these low-cost internet offerings and me being an author, is we're trying to encourage families and expose them to resources that allows them to maximize their potential. And that's what Tom did for our team and every team he plays for. So, you know, to bring it full circle, I would say he has been encouraging in this process for me, for sure, to continue to strive for the best, not only for myself, but the people around me also.
Right. And when you're down by 28 points in a Super Bowl, don't worry. We can take care of it. So you get confidence that way and know that anything is possible if you continue on with that. If people want to find...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, if people wanted to find out more about what we talked about today so they can kind of get hooked up and get connected, where's a good place for that?
Please visit cox.com/digital equity, cox.com/digital equity.
Sounds great.
And you will learn a lot and be exposed to some awesome resources that you can even share with others that you think may need it.
Sounds great. Getting people connected, kind of closing that homework gap, as it's been known, or the digital divide that we've come to talk about. Malcolm, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thank you.